sponsor.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I
want to
be a basketball player.
Oh, yes.
I want to be a baller.
I want to be a solman.
I want to be a
call radio.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a model.
Hello, boys and girls, and moms and dads, and Poppy, and Nana, and aunts and uncles, and babysitters, and people who just care. And we also have on the line is Starfish.
Hello, boys and girls. How are you?
Well, Starfish, I think they're real excited because we're going to be talking about something that is... You get to be anything that you want to be. But before we do that, let's find out what they might want to be, which is believe.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a solman.
I want to be a
running singer.
I want to be an
music
producer.
I want to be a model.
Yay!
Boys and girls, this is the time that we're talking about the second most celebrated holiday for a lot of you is you get to be what you want to be, not only in your dreams and not only in your vision, but you get to dress up during those times. I wonder what holiday that could be. Starfish, do you have any idea what that is? Well, Starfish is being a little shy. She's not sure. What should she say? Well, the first one that we know that you have to celebrate that it's extremely important and you get off for a long time during school is Christmas. But there's another holiday that you get a chance to dress up and be anything that you want to be. You have all different types of costumes. You wear a mask and you get a little surprise with visiting your neighbors. I wonder if Starfish...
Exactly.
Do you know what that could be?
You could be anything you want for Halloween.
She said the magic word, boys and girls. It was Halloween. So no one will know who you are, and they're going to have so much fun in guessing... Who could you be? And we know that there is... Right, Starfish said, exactly. So, Starfish, do you know what costume you're going to wear?
You can be a... Shellfish.
I was wondering if you were going to say someone from the sea that you see all the time. I know when last year what I saw is I saw some children that were dressing up like witches and some were dressing up like princesses and some were dressing like Boy Scouts and baseball players and football players and teddy bears, even candy.
There are so many things.
It definitely is. Now, what to do? Now, boys and girls, you have a little bit of time. So this is going to be real interesting for you because this is some of the things that you can do for your party. You can be some of the occupation, or you can be some of the things that we said that we listed earlier. You could be a teddy bear. You could be a soldier, or you could be a baby doll, or maybe even a dog. But the most important thing that's why you came to us is to help you go to sleep, because in order to be able to be ready and to be rested, because you're going to have a long day on that Thursday going from house to house to house, that you need your rest. I wonder if you've ever seen anyone fall asleep, Starfish. Starfish, have you ever seen anyone sleep before? You know what, Starfish? I was taking a ride on the train, and guess what? I saw some people falling asleep right on the train. And some of them were trying not to fall asleep, and they kept winking their eyes all the time. But before we even talk about sleep, we need to make sure that they do all the things that they need to do in order to get ready. Starfish, what are some of the things that you think that they need to do? She's thinking. Starfish is thinking, what are the things that we need to do in order to get ready for bed?
There's so many things.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed? Are your check that off your list.
With PJs on, I brush my teeth, now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you say your prayers?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Thank you.
that was a long list. And I know that, boys and girls, you will be able to do all of those things by the time we finish. Some of you already have started. You've already had your bath, and some of you have already brushed your teeth. And that's what Kyle's mommy is. Kyle's mommy is a dentist, and she told us exactly what we need to do before we went to bed, is make sure that we brush in the back and the front and all over so that when we smile, it will glow. And we know that one of the things, and the reason why you listen to us, and the reason why your mommy and daddies love to listen to us, is because we are trying to get you very, very sleepy. So we'll see if Starfish and I will be able to do that. I know that all of you are so excited because, as we mentioned before, this is one of the second most celebrated holiday. And if you've gone to the stores and if you've been at school, you've already seen everyone so excited talking about what they're going to be. I was in the elevator, of course, with a handful of books, and there were some boys and girls already excited, and they're excited because they had their costumes. They wanted to be Batman, and one wanted to be Spider-Man, and then there was a little girl that wanted to be, of course, a ballerina. So, boys and girls, what are you going to be for your trick-or-treat? Now, this is a great time because it gives you an opportunity to find out who's in the community, who is your neighbor, but you probably have already said hello, goodbye, and, oh, yes, I know these are my favorite shoes, and guess what I got? A new puppy. All the things that you're able to share with your neighbor, and now your neighbor is going to be sharing things with you. Your neighbor is going to be giving you candy and lots of treats. So that's one of the things that you'll do. Now, of course, boys and girls, this is something that you don't do by yourself. It is definitely something that you do with your mommy or daddy or your aunt or uncle or your older brother or sister or your cousins or your friends. You go out. And we have to make sure that all the safety tips you know. First of all, make sure that you have a flashlight or even one of those glow sticks that go around you so everyone can make sure that they can see you because it will generally be dark. And we want to make sure that when you put the mask on, you can be able to see so that you don't stumble over anything when you're walking to the door or even walking through the grass. And we want to make sure that you don't have to eat anything before you go. You don't eat anything while you're going en route to each door to door to door. You're going to take everything that you get, and you're going to be able to take it home, and then you'll go through it. Now, one of the things that we did in our house is when we went trick-or-treating is our mommy and daddy let us have at least a few pieces before we went. So then we weren't eager to eat any more candy because we've already had. And the most fun about trick-or-treating, it's like a treasure hunt. The other thing that we definitely cannot forget to do is we have to mind our manners. And make sure that you say thank you or you're welcome when they talk to you about your costume and how good you look in it. So, boys and girls, do you have all of that? Are you ready to do that? Well, I know that I'm ready. And let's hear some of this music to get us kind of in the mood. And Starfish, are you ready to? I know that she is. Well, here we go. Listening to some of that music. Goes. I know you're going to hear some of it, and you may have even heard this before.
Let's be heard.
Boys and girls, are you getting a little frightened? Starfish, are you getting frightened too?
Oh, it's super scary.
Wow. Boys and girls, are you getting ready? That was something. That was with the monsters. Oh, no. What are you going to do? Now, parents, don't forget that when the trick-or-treaters come there, make sure you have on your lights. And I know that Starfish knows that if you turn off the lights, what does that generally mean, Starfish? Boys and girls, do you know? That's real important to know when you go out there. Because if someone turns off the lights, and especially when you pass by and you saw that it was on, it means they've ran out of candy. Because there are so many trick-or-treaters that are coming, and they had just tons of it. And it means that you just skip over that place. And the other thing, too, for the parents, is make sure that you park your car somewhere so that it will make it real easy for the boys and girls to get around it. And most of the boys and girls, and especially the ones that listen to Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories, they are probably going to be back at their house at 9 o'clock. So that is another reason why they may turn out their lights too. So boys and girls, get ready for fun in the evening. Generally, it's fun in the morning or fun with the sun, but this will be fun with the moon. Now, we have some really great stories, and I would like to share them with you. Let's see. Who wants to share it first? Starfish? Do you want to share first, or do you want me to share my story first? Okay, boys and girls, this is a story, and you probably think, oh, I'm not sure that's, I've ever seen that. Now, this story is about a bat, and guess what the bat's name for short? Batty, that's what the name is. Batty. Well, here we go. Now, Batty is getting ready for Halloween, just like you were, boys and girls. And I wonder what Batty is. Batty is a bat, so I don't know what costume Batty is going to be wearing. Well, Daddy's getting ready for Halloween night. Now, he wants to have fun on that Halloween night because the last one, he did not have fun at all. Now, I know, boys and girls, that may have happened to you, especially if you weren't old enough to go walking like your brothers and sisters. Or maybe you went trick-or-treating with your mommy and daddy, but you weren't walking because you were in the stroller, or you might have been on the back, or you might have been in the front with your mommy and daddy. So you can definitely understand why you might not be a happy camper. Well, let's continue on. Now, Batty is a bat, and unfortunately, he does not have a tendency to scare little children away. Can you imagine a bat that doesn't scare children? Well, this Halloween, he is going to dress up as a ghost. And I wonder why, because he probably thinks that if he's a ghost, then woo, he may scare someone. But we know another ghost, his name is Casper, and Casper didn't scare anyone at all. Now, Batty walked outside and saw his two neighbors, Sarah and Hazel. They were both very young. Now, Sarah was about 4 years old, and Hazel was three. Two girls that were scared off of Batty last Halloween. "Hi, Sarah and Hazel," said Batty, waving to the two young girls. "Oh, my," exclaimed Sarah and Hazel when they saw Batty dressed up as a ghost. "We know who you really are," said Hazel, under the costume. "Yes," said Sarah. "Hi, Batty." "How did you know it was me?" asked Batty, really disappointed. "We can get right through that white sheet. We can see you right through it. It's almost invisible," said Sarah. "Okay, we'll wait right here," said Batty. Now, Batty went back inside into the den, and he changed into a witch's costume. Maybe that might help, don't you think, maybe, boys and girls? Well, a few minutes later, he was standing outside with Sarah and Hazel again. "Hi, Batty," said Sarah. "How did you know that was me again?" said Batty. Boys and girls, have you ever tried to scare your mommy and daddy, and for some reason, they still knew it was you? So you knew exactly how Batty felt. "His hat on your head," said Hazel. "I can see your funny, furry head." So can you imagine? Here he puts on a costume, which he can see through. So that was why the girls, Sarah and Hazel, knew. Then he thinks, okay, I'll change my costume. And he puts on a witch's costume, but his furry hat was head was showing. So Batty brushed the top of his head, and sure enough, he didn't have his witch's hat on. That might have helped. "Why don't you just be yourself?" asked Hazel. "Well, I would have liked to," said Batty. "However, I remember two little girls last year that were scared half of their wits because I was dressed up as myself." "Batty," said Sarah, "this is Halloween, right?" "Mm-hmm. Yes," said Batty, "it is." "And what is Halloween all about?" asked Hazel. "Dressing up in costumes to scare people," said Batty. "Exactly," said Sarah. "And last night you proceeded to do that just fine." Batty took off his witch's costume, and when Sarah and Hazel saw Batty dressed up just as himself, they both screamed, "Gee," said Batty, "I guess you still scared. I guess I still scared you this year." "Yes," said Hazel, "you sure can." "Now that is why we like your original costume so much," said Sarah. From that Halloween on, Batty always dressed up as himself, and he found out he did have a lot of fun each Halloween. Yay, boys and girls! Did you like that story? Well, I think I did. And I think a lot of you did too. The Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. Can you do the Monster Mash?
Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash. Oh, Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
Okay, a lot of you will be having so much fun because you will be doing all these dances at a Halloween party, because some of you, after you've gone, or even maybe before you go trick-or-treating, you may go to a party. And if not, you might have also one at school where you have to dress up. And you'll hear all kinds of songs that you'll love. And you'll go, oh, I like that. Let's have so much fun with my friends. So, boys and girls, do you know what you're going to be? Are you sleepy yet? I know that some of you have already seen your Poppy already start to fall asleep. And you're going, wonder why he's doing that. Now, remember when you go, make sure you have your friend and you don't lose them. Well, we know that this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story Hours, so of course, what do? With Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story Hours? We have to read a book because I'm not sure some of you are sleepy, even though you may have heard the clock already chime. And some of you still are saying, I'm not ready to go to sleep. So we've got to make sure that we do that. So in that costume, you can still fall asleep. One summer day, there was three little bunnies, and they played all day long. I wonder what they're going to be for Halloween. Do you think you know, boys and girls? Who knows what they possibly could be? Starfish, do you know what they could possibly be for Halloween? Well, there's one person that's talking about bedtime. Let's see. Okay. Now, they were playing all day long out there, and they were still outside when the sun began to set, and the fireflies came out to play, too. The screen door opened, and Mama Bunny called out, "Time to come inside, my little bunnies. Dinner is ready." Now, the book was called Sweet Dreams. I forgot to tell you what was the name of the book, and it was by Lisa McHugh. Well, back to our story. The screen door was open and Mama Bunny called, "Time to come inside." And of course, boys and girls, like all boys and girls, she was not ready to come inside. And Rosie said, "Please, I'm not hungry yet," said Posse. "And dinner, what's for dinner?" said Dosie. "Come and see," said Mama. "I bet you these are going to be the same things in the same words that you're going to be saying when you go trick-or-treating Thursday." "You're not ready to go in. Can we go to one more house?" Bunnies, they washed their paws and their faces. Then they sat down to have a scrumptious meal. Scrumptious meal. Sounds like good. Sounds like something that I would want to be able to have, too. Now, they had a spicy carrot stew that was Rocky's favorite, and crispy lettuce salad that was Dosie's favorite, and lots of fresh, munchy, crunchy radish, which Posy likes more than anything else. I know you probably have your favorite, too, boys and girls. Oh, boys and girls, Halloween. Well, that was something that they were all listening to. But they went outside with their mommy and they said, "Let's see if we can be able to find something else that we know that we really would like to hear." So they went outside and they saw the stars. Stars. "Look, a shooting star. Make a wish," said Dosie. "You can make one too," said Rosie, "but you mustn't tell your wish or it might not come true." Then the three little bunnies watched as the big bright moon rose up in the sky. "Time to get ready for bed now." Oh, I don't know if they're quite ready. "Bubbles, bubbles, I want bubbles," cried Dosie. Rosie poured in some bubble bath while Mommy Little made sure that the water was just right for the three little bunnies. Well, they all filled the tub up with warm, bubbly water, and they all hopped in. Now, when the bunnies were clean and dry and had their pajamas on, Mommy said, "Don't forget to brush your teeth." "Then can we have a story?" asked Posy. "Please," said Posy. "Please," said Rosie. "Please, please, pretty please," said Dosie. "Of course," said Mommy with a smile. Just like you, boys and girls. Not quite ready to go to sleep. I don't think they think they're sleepy. So Mama sat on the sofa, and Rosie, Posy, and Dozy snuggled up close. And they read up the story about the bunny who ran away. Mommy did. Then Rosie said, "What if we ran away too?" "Would you come and find us?" asked Posy. "Yes, I would," said Mommy. "I'd find each one of you, no matter where you were, and I'd bring you all right back home with me." "Look, Mommy," Rosie whispered, "Dozy's already asleep." Now Mommy carried Dozy to the bedroom. Then she tucked all three of her little bunnies into bed. "Good night, little one," she said. "I love you." "We love you too," Rosie and Posy said. Dozy mumbled, "Love, love, Mommy, love," in his sleep. Now Mommy turned off the lights. "Sleep tight, my little bunny," she whispered. "May you have sweet dreams all through the night." "Good night," as she gave them a hug and kiss. "I love you too." That's something I bet you your mommy and daddy say to you, boys and girls. I know that she says that. Girls, let's hear a little song that we all love to hear. Some of you are still wide awake, but some of you are also falling asleep.
Just like
and this is by Corrine Bailey Ray, "Just Like a Star."
Just like an angel of the paint, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love you, but I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love. And I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. Yeah. Na, 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 na. I have come to understand the way it is. Been through that before. From tonight I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in the dark. Now I understand. Yeah, I wonder why.
like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
Boys and girls, have you gone to sleep already? Oh, I don't think some of you are still awake, wide awake. It's still not quite time. Oh, I tell you, there's so much to talk about with giving coming. And some of you are still going, what's going to happen? I'm not sure what costume. Because there's so many costumes that I like, I'm not sure which one I'll be. But also, in order for me to be able to want to do anything, I need to make sure that I have my teddy bears with me. Boys and girls, is that something that you do? Make sure that everyone is there with you? Let's see what happens when there's pumpkins and there is also ghosts. It's a bedtime story, and this is by Bedtime Stories. So let's see what happens. Oh, I'm trying to find out what happens, too. Oh, where'd it go? Well, I know one thing. It is Halloween time, so we don't know where it can go. It may be hiding. That's something that usually happens during this time. Is we have a lot of people, they hide from us because that's what happens with Halloween time. We also heard about bedtime story from Batty. And that was really fun. And he found out that he was trying to hide from everyone, but he found that the best one was to be able to be himself. And that's where he had the most fun, is when he was himself. I know, boys and girls, you've probably thought maybe you could change and there would be something that would be more fun than what you thought. And the thing that you thought that wasn't going to be fun turned out to be the most fun of all. This story is about trying to find your teddy bear, because you can't go to sleep without your teddy bear. And it's called Where, Oh Where Is Uncle Buggle Bear. And it's by Catherine Sully. And of course, it is published by Those That Love Children. And they are from Paragon. Where, oh, where is Huggle Buggy Bear? Where, oh, where is Huggle Buggy Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. I bet you that's something that you do. He's such a funny bear. Is he snacking on toast and honey? Making crumbs with Batty Bunny? No, he isn't with Batty Bunny. at all. Hugglebungly knows it's bedtime, but this happens every night. I can't go to bed without him. It just would not be right. Where, oh, where is Hugglebungle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He is such a silly bear. He is bouncing on his belly on the sofa with Ellie Nelly. No, he isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly, and he isn't snacking with Batty Bunny. No, he isn't playing with Woolly Lamb. He isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly. He isn't snacking with Batty Bunny. He isn't making lots of noise with Woolly Lamb and the other toys. It was past Bully Bully's bedtime, and I'm starting to feel sleepy. I can't go to bed without him. He's much too dark and creepy. Where, oh, where is Hugglebungle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He's such a naughty bear. Are you like that, boys and girls? Do you try to hide from your mommy? Do you try to hide from your daddy? Or even Nana or Poppy? It was just past Hugglebungle's bedtime, and I'm feeling worried now. I can't go to bed without him, and I don't think that I know how. Where, oh, where is Hugglebungle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He's always hiding when it's time for bed. He's such a troublesome bear. Is he splashing in the tub, blowing bubbles with Rub-A-Dub? No, he isn't splashing with Rub-A-Dub. He isn't playing with Woolly Lamb. He isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly. He isn't smacking with Manny Batty Bunny. He is way past Hugglebungle's bedtime. And now I'm feeling sad. I don't want to go to bed without him. He makes me feel so bad. Oh, no, boys and girls. What should we do? I know where there's Hugglebungle Bear, and here's all the other toys. I think they must be fast asleep. So don't make any noise. Has that ever happened to you, boys and girls? Nighty-night. It's almost time to say goodnight. We've got a little time, so what are you going to do? Are you sure that you have your costume? Are you ready to? Let's see. Let's play a song. Maybe that might make you fall asleep, so you won't stay so long. What are you doing? I can see, can imagine. Oh no, what's gonna happen? Did you get your friend? Was your friend with you when you went trick-or-treating? Did you have fun with your friends? I know I did. I had a glorious time. And I know my friend is probably fast asleep. So, boys and girls, close your eyes and think of all the things that you did today. Did you get a lot of candy? Are you going to give it away? I'm not sure. I think that some of you are even still trying to stay up. And you're trying to say, I'm not ready. But, you know, I would like to play a song. And it's by Jennifer Hudson. And she'll help you so that you'll be nice and rested. So when you have the Halloween costume, or you're going to some of your parties before Thursday, and you're trying to think of what kinds of things can I be, and how can I fool my mommy and daddy? Well, let's see. But of course, this is Blog Talk Radio with Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jo's Bedtime Stories, and Starfish. And Starfish already went fast asleep, and we will hear from you next Sunday. But let's hear a lullaby by Jennifer Hudson. You need to sleep in order to be able to go trick-or-treating. And make sure that you have the light and go with your mommy and daddy. That you gave your mommy and daddy a kiss. And I just want to say, good night, Bella. Bella, you look so cute with that pumpkin outfit on. And Kyle, it was great seeing you. You were so excited when you saw that basketball. All the Knicks signed for you. Get well soon. We know that you will. And I would like to also tell the boys and girls to tell their mommy and daddy that they can be able to take a swab with their friend and be able to see if they make a match. And you can find out more about that with Aunt Jules Bedtime Stories at gmail.com to find out where we're going to have our drive. We're trying to get every place to be able to see who will be a match to help Kyle so that he can get better and play horse again with the basketball. That's why he loved his basketball. And thank you so much, Nick, for making sure that you signed the ball for Kyle so that he can show it off to all of his friends while he's away at the hospital. So thank you, boys and girls, and I want all of you to go to sleep because this is a very special time because we want to make sure that we're rested. Because there is a time for many words, and there is also a time for sleep, and that was said by Homer. So have sweet dreams and good night, and we will see you next Sunday. And you can share with us all the candy that you were able to get and tell us about all the costumes. And some of you can tell us the costumes that you decided that you were going to be. What made you think of that? Now, in order to sleep, we want to make sure that you eat the proper food. So, you can have yogurt. That's really a good treat right before you go to bed. And you can have full moon cookies. And you can even make that sweet dream smoothie with bananas, apricot preserves, and of course a cup of vanilla soy milk. Mmm, sounds so good. Thank you again for joining Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. I think Starfish and I did it again. We were able to get you to sleep. And all we're talking to is, I'm not sure it's Mommy or Daddy, because I know Grandpa and Nana have already gone to sleep. Maybe it could be Cuddles the dog. He's still up, making sure that everyone is gone. And, oh, look at Sasha. She already has that satin blanket over her. And there's the Senate pillowcase. Good night. Good night. We also have Aylin. Aylin, happy birthday. He's a teenager. You know he's still up. There's Tony and Duncan. And Ashley, good night. Oh. They're already falling asleep. Good night, Starfish. Oh, I think we've done our job. See you next Sunday at an earlier time. We will be on New York time. This time, we were on the time for California. Good night. Sleep tight. That's Aunt Jewel, A-U-N-T, Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, Bedtime Stories @gmail.com. Drop us a line.